Salaam alaikum, sweetest friends. Today we are going to be learning about the Amira of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros with the Tkios. Sweetest friends, I love learning Torah. I think you've gotten that impression over the time we've been learning together. I don't even know how long we've been learning together, but depending on who you are, hopefully the longer the better. But to learn about the Chag is something special, something very special. Rav Kook used to put aside all of his learning for the month of Elul, Tishrei, and just like learn the Kavanas for the Tefillos, the Kavanas of the Arizal, and he'd be Mechim L'Chag. So it's a special schus to do Hachanas L'Chag. We like to learn Hilchos Tshuva, and then Yanei Tshuva, and Yanei Shofar, and Yanei Tainis, if Yom Kippur, the Tzom, all the things related to the Chagim is just something very, all the Chagim, but particularly the Yamim Noraim. I just have a special chiba for the Yamim Noraim. So, sweetest friends, let's learn about it, huh? Great. This year should be Li'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bas Chana, who was just Nifter recently, and also the Refuas Meir Ruven Ben Shoshana, and Aaron Yoshua Ben Chai Shoshana, and Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. And also it should be a schus, once already throwing in schuyos, for Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel, that he should be Zochet Zara Shel Kayama, and Esti Sarabas Ariella, she should be Zochet Zara Shel Kayama, and Amos Ben Shoshana Rezel, he should be Zochet Zara Shel Kayama, together with all of Klal Yisrael. We're going to be basing ourselves on the very wonderful and amazing Sefer Moadim Uzmanim. This is a Chelek Aleph Simen Ches from the Gaon of Beis Din, Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita. The saying the Psukim and the Brachos of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, and the Shemoneh Esrei and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is Me'ikar Chovas Hayom. That's part of what we have to do. When we say Musaf, we say the Psukim and the Tfilos of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But L'choritz Pashut, that Min HaTorah, the mitzvah is to blow, and the amira, the psukim, the brachos, are only midrabanan. And so it emerges from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that if you have two cities, in one they're blowing the shofar, and in the other one they're making the brachos, you go to the place where they're blowing, and not to the place where they're making the brachos. Why? Because pshita, hadoi raisa hadirabanan. And as Leo Darosha used to say, you could look it up, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Hodaraisa, the Tkiyas are the Araisa, the Brachas are only Midrabanan. So we see it's Mefurish that the Brachas are the Rabbanan. And the reason is, because in the Pasuk it says that it's a day of Trua. So the Trua is the blowing. So the Pasuk mentions the blowing. And Mimela, that's what's the Araisa. However, it's not so Pashut. Because if you look in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, the lashon of the Gemara is Derachmana Omar Itkar. It says, why is he masking? Why does he say Malchios? Why does he say Malchios? Says the Gemara, Herachmana Omar Itkar. God, the Rabbono Shlolem, the Lord, Hashem Yisbarach, told him to say Malchios. So that sounds like the saying, the Amira is Midaraisa. Not only that, but the Gemara says, "Minayin she'omer Malchus Zichronos and Shofros." Rabbi Lazar Omer, "Dechsiv Shabbos and Zichron Tura Mikra Kodesh, Shabbos and Zekedush Sayom, Zichron Elu Zichronos, Tura Elu Shofros." So we see from a pasuk, interestingly enough, sweetest friends, we darshan from the pasuk about the Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. So that would seem to be daraisidik. So is the Amira derabbanan, as we wanted to learn before from the Mishnah, that it's only derabbanan? Or is it midaraisa? Later on, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis and Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, Omar Rava, the famous Rava, Rabba, saying this Rabba made it, he made it into the history books with this one. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchi Yizichronis V'Shofres, say in front of me Malchi Yizichronis V'Shofres, Malchi Yizkadesh Tamichuni Aleichem, Zichronos Kadesh Shiyavo Lufanai Zichronos Seichem L'Toiva, Shofar. So say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Malchus is in order that you should be king over me. Zichronos, in order that you should be king over me. We should make Hashem king over us. Zichronos, that our memory should come in front of Hashem for the good. And how do we do this with Shofar? So we see that this is a tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros is a tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be min HaTorah and not merely the Rabbanan. It doesn't say the rabbis were mitaken. It says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lifanai Malchius Zichronos and Shofros. So the Imru Lifanai Malchius Zichronos and Shofros, and that Hashem said it, would seem to imply that it's Doraisa. So what are we going to do with this Shaila, this Kasha? Is it Doraisa, as is implied by the, is it only the Rabbanan, as implied by the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis, or all the other sources we saw seem to imply that it's Doraisa? So Rav Sternbach, what I like about his Sfarim, you know, sweetest friends, let me share with you something. Many Sfarim are written, and Baruch Hashem today, Lo Alma and Yisrael, new Sfarim coming out all the time. And there are many Talmid Chachamim walking around, and many Magidei Shiur, and you can hear Shiurim all over the place. Anywhere you go, any Jewish community, there's Shiurim, Larov, there is the internet, hundreds of thousands of Shiurim. Baruch Hashem, tons and tons of Torah. However, how many people are Mechatshim? How many people are innovative in their learning? That they constantly and consistently are able to come up with brilliant explanations of the sources. There aren't so many such people. Rav Sternbach is one of them. Meaning there are many people who have chedushim, you have a svara, you have a pshat netosfos, but a person who's really somebody who encompasses kol ha-Torah kula, and constantly, whenever he gets to a sugya, he comes up with a new Havana, a new Chiddush, a new Pshat in the Machlokas Rishonim, deep, insightful, profound. Not so many people like that. Rav Soloveitchik was certainly like that. Rav Huttner was certainly like that. G'nei, Baruch Hashem, Lo Alman Yisrael, we have people like that as well. And we have Sfarim like that. Sfarim that are very Mechudashtik. In today's door we have the Lahoris Nassan, one of my favorite Sfarim. He's a big Baal Mechadish. There are, Baruch Hashem, and Klal Yisrael, we have big Mechadshim. In the previous generation, we had Shimon Shkop, or two generations ago, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and not to mention the Rugachever, you have, Baruch Hashem, you have Mechatshim. But in this class of upper echelon Mechatshim, the top of the class, the creme de la creme, of our door, Le'aniyus Daiti, who am I to say? I'm definitely not in that class, not even close. But Rav Sternbach is one of them. So what I like so much about the Moed HaMuzmanim, and really this genre of book is very popular. But for a lot of people, it's more of a likut, which is also good. It's also good that people are malakit the various shitas and discuss and are mefalpel and make ha'aris. But in his hekef, in his breadth and depth, there are few that reach the level of the Moed HaMuzmanim. And that's why it's so pleasurable to learn through this book and to constantly refer back to it. So says the Moed HaMuzmanim, Ulani Yustaiti Nira Lomer Davar Chodesh Bevira Inyan. He says, I have a new perspective on this matter. The Pasuk says, Shabbosim Zichron Trua. It doesn't just say that it's a Yom Trua alone. We have a Pasuk that says, Shabbosim Zichron Trua. So you see from the fact that the Pasuk says, Zichron, that the Zikaron is the essence of the day. That when you say Malchi is Zichronos and Shofros, it's Min HaTorah. Like, as we learned from Pesukim, earlier on we quoted that the Zichronos are derived from Pesukim, we darshan from a Pasuk. So you can really say that because of this Pasuk, Shabbos and Zichron Trua, that it's Min HaTorah. Now there's another Pasuk of Yom Trua, Enachinami. But we also have a Pasuk of Zichron Trua. So therefore the Zikaron, the mentioning, is, as the Gemara darshins, Shabbos and Zekadush Sayom, Zikaron, Elu Zichronos, Trua, Elu Shofers. So we have a Drasha that tells us that you can learn from the Pesukim that you have to say the Pesukim, they have to mention them, that there's an Amira. Now, the chiddush is that says Rav Sternbach that when is it midaraisa to say these psukim, to say these brachos, dafka im hatkios, that when you're blowing, together with your blowing, you say the psukim of Malchus, Achronus, and Shofers. But let's say you're not blowing at all, then with the Amira alone, there is no mitzvah in HaTorah. And that would explain very beautifully why in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, and the Aflamed Dalet, Amid Beis, it says that if they're only making a bracha, if they're only saying the psukim and making the bracha of Malchus, Achronus, and Shofers, it's only Durabana. Because there it's talking about an instance where they're not blowing. So obviously there it's better to go to a place where they are blowing. Because there they're Mekayim the Doraisa, even if they're not saying the Psukim, but they're Mekayim the Doraisa. Because the blowing alone is Midoraisa. The Brachas alone are only Midorabanan. They have a choice to go to one of two places. Avada, go to the place where they're blowing. However, if they're also blowing together with the Psukim, then the Psukim become Midoraisa. And that's when it says in the Gemara, Rachmana Amar Itkar, the Torah says that you have to mention the Psukim, you have to say Malchus, Achronus, and Shofers. That's together with the Tkios. And when it says in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru Lufanei Malchus V'Zichronos, right, what does it say in the Gemara? Rabbi says, Imru Lufanei Malchus, Achronus, V'Shofers. Malchus kadesh tamlichuni aleichem, zichronos kadesh yavu zichronos aleichem letova. Ubameh b'shofar. Ah, bameh b'shofar. You're blowing the shofar, and that's what allows the malchus and zichronos to become doraisa. So yes, Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, God said to say malchus, zichronos, and shofars. Why? Because you're blowing the shofar, and when you're blowing the shofar, then the amiras hapsukim becomes midoraisa. So now we no longer have a stira between the sugyas. The sugya that says that the amira is derabanan is correct. The sugya that says the amira is daraisa is correct. When is the amira derabanan? When it's just an amira. When is the amira daraisa? When it comes together with the blowing of the shofar. Then when there's going to be a true also, then the zichron is going to be midaraisa. And there's a raya brewer for this in the Tosefta, in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. It says there, Imru lefanai shofros kidei shetala tfilaschem bitrua lefanai. Say shofros in order that your tefillah should come with the trua in front of me. So we see that the tefillos are a chiyuv min haTorah only with the trua. It's saying say the trua with the, say the psukim with the trua. Say the psukim of shofros with the trua. So that's what Hashem wants us to do. The Torah wants us to do. Hashem is the Torah. Kiviyachol. Yisrael Araisa Kutshabrich Echadim. So Hashem is saying that you have to say the psukim of Shofros together with the Truah. Then it becomes Min HaTorah. And it's also Mefurish like that in Rashi, in his Perish to the Torah, in Parashas Emor, in Perak Yuches, Pasuk Chav Beis. That he explains the Pasuk of Shabbos and Zichron Truah about Amiras, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofers. So we see that the Amira is also Min HaTorah. And the Ramban asks on him, he says, what are you talking about? Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says the Amira is only the Rabbanan. Like we saw in the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. So he says the Ramban concludes that it's only an Asmachta. That Midaraisa, one doesn't have to do Amira. And the fact that we say you have to is only an asmachta, but really maker a min haTorah. One doesn't have to do the amira. That's what the Ramban says, that the ikur kavana of the pasuk is that you blow the shofar, and that's the zikaron in front of Hashem. So you can look there in the Ramban. However, according to what we're saying, Rashi is mamish. He dances, you know, a rikud you've never seen before. Rashi is beautiful. What do you mean malchus, achronus, and shofar zedoraisa? Because Rashi is talking about a case where it's with the Truah. And therefore, Eina Chinami, the Ramban is correct. It's only Durabbanan. It's only Durabbanan, Ramban, when it's without the Tkiyas. But if it's going to be with the Tkiyas, it's Doraisa. And that's what Rashi was talking about. And Rashi says that the Malchus, Achronus, and Shofars are Min HaTorah. He's talking about with the Tkiyas. And therefore, where Miyashiv, the Kasher, the Ramban on Rashi, when the Ramban says, I look in the Gemara, it's the Rabbanan. Yes, it's the Rabbanan without the Tkiyas. But with the Tkiyas, it's Doraisa, and that's the way Rashi's holding. Now we also understand why Chazal were metaking to be Tokeal Seder HaBrachas. Because Min HaTorah, they're connected. Where there's Tkiyas, there's Brachas. So even though Min HaTorah doesn't have to be done at the same time as we do it, that together right after we finish the Malchias we blow, and Zichronos and Shofars, as long as you're blowing, there's a mitzvah Min HaTorah also about Amira, even though it doesn't have to be done at the same time. So that's Min HaTorah. As long as you're blowing, there's a mitzvah Min HaTorah also to do the Amira. But since there's a connection between the two, Chazal or Mitake, Dafka to be Tokeya, I'll say there are brachos. And therefore, Dafka, B'Shas HaAmira, they were Mitake in the Tkiya. B'Dieved, your Yotze, the Tkiya, I'll say there are brachos after Tefillah as well. Because since you said, now you can also blow, and you're cool, as the Ramah says at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis. However, the ideal way of doing it is together with the saying we blow, because they really are connected. Because again, Min HaTorah, there's only a mitzvah to do the Amira when there's Tkiyah, and therefore we put the two, and we had to do them together. Even though Min HaTorah, they could be done, you could do it later on, you could do the Tkiyahs later on, as long as you did the Amira, you could do the Tkiyahs later on. But the ideal way to do it is to do the Amira and the Tkiyah together. And now the Mo'ad Mizman continues, and he says, "Va'achshav avol ledavar chadash." Now we get to another chiddush. Sheheirlan maran hagoyin hachassid. So he's taking the world's greatest litvak and he's making him to a chassid. Ashreinu, ashreinu. I have no complaints. Sweetest friends, believe me, there's nothing I like better when I hear somebody say hagoyin hachassid mivilna. Called the Vilna goyin hachassid. Lamalo. So who is he talking about? Which chassid? The Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. Just in the way he spells Soloveitchik. Samach Vav Lamed, Vav Vav, Yud Yud, Tzadi Yud Gimel. So the Brisker Rav, Revelvel they used to call him, in Dinei Rosh Hashanah, he says, Chiddush, that Me'ikar Hadin, everybody has to hear on Rosh Hashanah, Chazaras Hashatz, every single word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur. Only then the Tkiyas are considered Al Seder HaBrachos. But if he doesn't hear Chazaras Hashatz, he only hears the Tkiyas, he's not Yotze the mitzvah of Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachos, because the Tkiyas have to come along with hearing the words. And he added that the Iker Chiyuv to hear Al Seder HaBrachos is Chol Dafkan Mitzibur, and therefore Yachid that didn't hear is not Mitzdarev to the Tzibur, and his din is like a Yachid who's not chayiv at all, and therefore he's not over. He just wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, there's a mitzvah of a tzibur, that a tzibur has to hear the tkiyas al seder habrachos. So if a guy's a yachid and he's not mitzdarif to the tzibur, beseder. But if he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of the tzibur, then he has to be mekayim, he has to stay with the tzibur, and hear every word, mipi, the shliach tzibur. Now it's interesting, somebody once wrote an article in Amayan, a Torah journal, how many of the Torahs of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik were afterwards said in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, or his uncle, Rav Velvel, because people don't want to quote Rav Soloveitchik for reasons that are quite well known, even though I obviously take a quite strong issue with people who try to twist the facts and say Torah is in the name of someone else, attribute Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's Torahs to other people's Torahs. So, Lemaisa, it could be that in Brisk, many of the people thought the same way, and therefore they came to similar conclusions. So just because I saw this in the name of Rav Soloveitchik and Harei Kedem of Rav Yosef Dov, doesn't mean that Rav Yitzchak Zev didn't say it also. It could be they both said it independently. It could also be that really Rav Yosef Dov said it, and then afterwards people, attributed it even unknowingly. A lot of times, maybe people don't even know. So I don't know who really said what anymore. But there are cases, unfortunately, where people quite wantonly and purposely take the Torahs of Rav Yosef Dov and attribute them to other people. So you always have to be careful. Al Kopanim, this is also the Chiddush of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik in the Harei Kedem. It's said in his name, the idea of listening to every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur in order to be mitzaref the brachos to the tkios, and that it's dafka chovas tzibur, not a chovas yachid. I know Soloveitchik said v'chlal, that during the rest of the year also, one should, according to the Rambam, one has to listen to the every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur, because there's two dinim. There's the din of a yachid to daven Shemin Esrei on his own, and then there's the din of the Tzibur to hear Chazaras Hashatz, Mipi, the Shliach Tzibur, and they have to have Kavanah to be Yotze, and they have to stand and listen to him, because they're Yotze with that as well. So that is the Chiddush of Beis Brisk, that one has to be listening to every word of the Shliach Tzibur and Rosh Hashanah in order that his tkios, al seidu habrachos, should be considered as such. Now it seems from the words of Rav Sternbach that he heard this directly from the Brisker Rav. On the other hand, it seems from the Harei Kedem that Rav Soloveitchik said it in his own name. He didn't say it in his uncle's name. So it could be that they were both mechabing to this chiddush of hearing the hearing every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur in order that the tkiyos should be considered tkiyos al seidu habrachos. It's important to note that the Chazon Ish argues with this, and he says it's not true, that you don't have to hear every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur, and it's still considered fine if you hear the tkiyos. You're even allowed to do the tkiyos after davening, so certainly if you do it, if according to the Ramah, so certainly if it's done during davening, it's fine, even if you don't hear... If you don't hear every word of Chazaras Hashatz, it's still considered you're still Yotze, it's still fine. And the Chazon Ish and Aruch Chaim and Siman Kuf Tes Zayin has an Arichos. He argues with this. However, the Rav Soloveitchik has a Rishon on his side. He has the Ritz Geis, who says that's the point of the Chazaras Hashatz, that it should be that it's a mitzvah of the Tzibur. And that the whole tzibur should be mekayim. The Chazon Ish didn't like this idea of saying that it's a din on the tzibur to hear the tkiyos al seidur habrachos. He says, listen, if the Chazon Ish says, if you daven, if the yechidim daven together, then afterwards, even if they're not listening to every word of Chazaras Hashatz, they still listen. They still have to hear the tkiyos. And even if the tkiyos aren't done right now, and if the tkiyos are done later, that's also fine. So the Chazon Ish isn't so strict about this. Whereas the Brisker Rav says, no, you have to hear every word, and that's part of that's the Chovas Tzibur. So, that is anyway an interesting Machlokas Achronim, and I don't know if the Olam is Noheg to be so careful to hear every word of Chazaras Hashatz. I hope they are. Adurab, it's beautiful to listen to the Chazon on Rosh Hashanah. Now, so that is Chiddush number 2. So first of all, we learned the Yishuv of the Stiras of the Sugyas, is it Midorais or not? And we said that it depends. If you're just blowing, if you're just saying the Psukim and the Brachos, then it's not Doraisa, but if you're saying the Psukim and the Brachos together with the Tkia, then it would be Doraisa. Then we learned the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, Beis Brisk, that you have to hear every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur, and that it's a Chovas Tzibur, it's not a Chovas Yachav, but it's a Chovas Tzibur, to hear the holy prayer of Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah. And we added, the Rav Soloveitchik says that according to the Rambam, all year long, you have to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, because that's part of the obligation of davening. You have to daven twice, once as a Yachid, once as a Tzibur. And then we saw the Chazon Ish argues with this, and he says that it's not necessary to hear every word out of the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur. And nevertheless, they're still Yotze when they hear the Tkiyas, they're still Yotze the din of Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachos. Now, Rav Sternbach goes on to one more point. He says that we know that there's a Takan of Chazal to do Tkiyas de Me'umad, to do the Tkiyas of the, we saw in an earlier shir, there's a Bala Ma'or, who learns differently what the Tkiyas de Me'umad are, but we call Tkiyas de Me'umad or Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachos. So there's a famous kash of Tosis in the Sechas Rosh Hashanah that you're over in Baal Tosif. How can Chazal be mitaken to blow al Seder HaBracha, to blow a second time while standing, I'll say the brachos. It's Baal Tosif. You're adding on to the mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah didn't tell you to do this. So he said, Tosif says that when you do a mitzvah twice, there's no Baal Tosif. The Rashba says that since, you can look there in the Tosif, it says Zayin Amid Beis. The Rashba says that since Chazal were mitaking for you to do this, it's not considered Baal Tosif. And really, we have to ask on Tosfos. Why does Tosfos have to come onto the teretz of that if you do a mitzvah d'oraisa twice, there's no problem with Baal Tosif? Why doesn't Tosfos just say simply like the Rashba, that if there's a takanas chazal, it's not considered Baal Tosif? Just like any other derabbanan. So why doesn't Tosfos just simply say like the Rashba, that in a takanas chazal, there's no Baal Tosif? So says the Mordem Uzmanim, v'nira levar kabanasam, the Chachamim bekocham letaking takanas v'siyagam lefi tzorach hador. That the Chachamim have the koach to be metaking takanos and make fences according to the needs of the generation. But here the Gemara says that why do they make this takana? La'arvei v'se sudden. So that's not tzorach hador, that's not for the needs of the generation, because the sun's makatreg in all the generations, and the sun prosecutes all the time. So if the Torah says that you have to do tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah, so the Chachamim can't say no. You have to do more tekiyas than the Torah told you to do. And therefore they were metaking tekiyas to movement. The Chum don't have that power. So the Chum have the power to do something for the door. But you see here, it's the sudden to be makatrik. That's the tzorach kol ador. So that the Chum don't have to have the koa. And therefore the Tosfos came onto a different teretz. And they said that when you do a mitzvah d'oraisa twice, it's not Baal Tosif. Once Tosif says that if you do a mitzvah twice, there's no chashash of Baal Tosif, so then the Chacham already could come along and say that it's a nice thing to blow twice because you're ma'arvei b'satan, and as other Rishonim say, you're mematik the tefilos, you sweeten the tefilos, and therefore the Chacham said to do it a second time. Now the Rashba doesn't hold this way. The Rashba says it's not a kash at all because you don't have kavanah to be mosif. You're just being mekayim takanas chazal. So therefore, there's no problem with Baal Tosif. According to the Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't like that, because Tosfos says that's only if you're... the Kavanah to be Mekayim, the Kacham only have the koach to make new takanas if it's a Letzorach Hador, or it's a Siyag, or for some Geder. But if it's not Letzorach Hador, if it's Letzorach all the doors, you have a Baal Tosif problem, and therefore they said their teretz of there's no Baal Tosif if you do a mitzvah twice. And concludes the Moed of Uzmanim, that we can explain more on different teretz. We can say that, you know why Tosis didn't like the Rashba? You know why Tosis didn't simply say like the Rashba, that it's a takanas chachamim, and if it's a takanas chachamim, there's no problem with Baal Tosif, because here it's not a chi of gomer derabbanan, and that's also mucha from the Rashba himself, brought in the Magen Avraham and Simtav Kuf Tzadi Aleph. You see from there that it's not a chiyuv gamur to blow al seder abrachos, because he says that if they made a mistake in the tkios, you're not allowed to go back, because it's not ma'akev. So you see that according to the if why isn't it ma'akev? Obviously because it's not a chiyuv gamur. So if it's not a chiyuv gamur, if it's only a mitzvah ba'alma, and also the ritva says it's the matik atfilos. You want to sweeten it, so if it's, but it's not a chiyuv gamur. So if you hold that it's not a chiyuv gamur, then why risk the Baal Tosif? If it was a takanas chachamim, so takanas chamel is no, the chum have right to make takanas. So there's no shaila of Baal Tosif. But Tosfos doesn't hold that Tosfos doesn't hold that it is a takanas chachamim. Like the Rashba himself seems to imply that it's not mamish takanas chachamim. So the Rashba says it's not a problem with the takanas chachamim. So Beseder, but Tosfos says, no. You yourself, the Rashba, hold that it's not mamish takanas chachamim. I mean, Tosfos doesn't say that to the Rashba. But Tosfos could be learning that it's not mamish takanas chachamim. It's just like a nice thing. It's just a, it's not a mitzvah gemurah. And since it's not a mitzvah gemurah, it's not a chiyuv gamur derabbanan, as the Rashba himself implies, and as the Ritva implies, since it's not a chiyuv gamur derabbanan, they have no right to add it. Why risk the Baal Tosif? If it's a chiyuv gamar de rabbanan, then we can say that it's no baal tosif, like the Rashba said. But since Tosis is holding it's not a chiyuv de rabbanan, as we can imply from the Rashba himself and from the Ritva, so there, why are we adding? It's a chiyuv gamar meila. But here we shouldn't be risking the baal tosif. Maybe it's baal tosif. It's not a chiyuv gamar de rabbanan. Only if it's a chiyuv gamar de rabbanan, it's not baal tosif. And therefore, Tosis gave a different teretz. And Tosis says that if you do a mitzvah twice, it's not baal tosif. They didn't like the Rashba's teretz that it's a chiyuv de rabbanan, and a chiyuv de rabbanan is no baal tosif because they don't hold that it's bechal a chiyuv de rabbanan. So either the Tosis would say that it's not letzarach hador, and therefore the chum have no right to make such a takana. So therefore, it would be baal tosif, and that's why they had to come onto their teretz of if you do a mitzvah twice, it's not baal tosif. Or because only a chiyuv gamar de rabbanan, it's not baal tosif because the rabbis have that right. But if it's not a chiyuv de rabbanan, they don't have that right anymore to add on, and therefore it's a problem of baal tosif. And that's why Tosif had to come onto his teretz of doing something twice is not an iser of baal tosif. So now basically we learn three different inyanim. We learn the chiddush of the are the brachas de rabbanan or not, depending on whether or not they're with the tkiyas d'oraisa, without the tkiyas de rabbanan, and that's miyashi of the stiras and the sugyas. And then we saw the chiddush of hearing every word from the shliach tzibur in order that it should be considered tkiyas seder brachos. We saw the chaznish argued with the brisker rabbi on that point, and we talked about an interesting censorship a question that comes up in our day and age, where people take writings of rabbis that they don't like or don't hold of, and then attribute their chiddushim to someone else. And we definitely denounce and condemn such behavior. Although the views don't in any way reflect the views of Channel 2 or our sponsors. And then we also saw the kash of Tosfos. I isn't it baal tosif if you blow twice? We saw the teretz of the Rashba, Pashat, it's the Kanas Chachamim. We saw Tosfos for various reasons didn't like that teretz, and they gave their own teretz of doing it twice is no problemo. If you do a mitzvah twice, it's no problemo of baal tosif. I'm sorry for speaking Spanish, no problemo. We should all be zoche. Maru l'lamed, lishmor v'lasas, beloved and sweetest friends, thank you so much for allowing me to share with you this very deep Torah. Shalom, shalom, and blessings to all.